From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
About 8 years ago, I watched an extraordinary thing evolve in my Sunset neighborhood. The green band of gopher-studded grass along Sunset Boulevard was attracting red-shouldered hawks. These gorgeous raptors, with red, white, and black markings, perched on lampposts and swooped down to snatch gophers as cars whizzed by. One day I counted 7 adults within 10 blocks. It was a true hawk fest. But then something happened. Within one nesting season, the hawks had mostly moved on. Another bird began to replace them. One neighbor asked me, "What is that big black bird the size of a chicken?" Ravens had moved in. Ravens used to be so rare, I can remember my first encounter with a raven 20 years ago. Now they're as common as house sparrows, squawking from trees, roosting on roofs, and filling the sky with their black wings. A couple years ago, I watched 2 courting ravens lock talons and fall toward Geary Boulevard, releasing just in time to avoid being hit by cars. They're clever birds and so much fun to watch. The problem is, raven populations are skyrocketing in the Bay Area and in many cities throughout the country. Ravens are profiting from our bad habits. As crafty scavengers, they've discovered landfills and campsites. In my neighborhood, they've discovered garbage cans and litter. I've watched them eat red licorice, stale chow mein, and greasy fast food wrappers. The really bad news is, they also eat the chicks of endangered birds like snowy plovers and marbled murrelets. If we want to keep species like plovers and murrelets around, we've got to watch our garbage. We've got to clean up crumbs from picnic tables and campsites, make sure our garbage can lids are secured, and pick up food scraps from streets and yards. In my neighborhood, people love to litter, so every time I take a walk, I keep an eye out for thrown away food that might feed a raven. I love ravens, but I also love plovers and murrelets, and boy, do those small birds need our help. With a Perspective, I'm Christine Colasurdo.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.